This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown. Yes, we are. In fact, that voice you heard in the background, we're going to reintroduce him. It's been a long time. But
you're so excited.
I know I am. Okay. So
if you saw how excited Edward is right now.
He's jumping out of his skin.
Well, first of all, he's shaking. He's literally shaking.
Okay. So I'm Edward Brown. Bruce McGowan is here. And our very good friend, Vern Glenn, who was a regular co-host and then just became a guest.
He became too big for us.
Yeah, exactly.
TV guys are just too big for us.
Well, he's going to be back.
He's back.
That's right. Now,
where does that come from, by the way? He's back.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny, right.
The Shining.
That's right.
I feel like I was on the practice squad, and I've kind of been elevated to the practice squad.
There you go.
There you go.
You've just been working out hard, and you're ready to get back into the fray.
That's right. Well, you went to the G League, and now you're back on the court again.
There you go.
I like it. I like it.
I'm a black Nick Mullins.
Yeah. Steve Kerr brought you back.
Right.
I like that. All right. So let's see. I was going to say, we don't have any guests today, but
we have Vern.
Well, he's not a guest anyway. He's a co-host there.
Well, it's just as well. We had three hosts. We love it.
Yeah. We love it. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. The theme is, who am I? And
I'm still trying to figure that one out. 66 years old, I can't figure out who I am.
Well, this is a sports question of who am I, all right?
All right.
So a few topics we want to talk about today. One is Bryce Harper.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Bruce. Oh, no, I'm looking at Bruce here. He still hasn't signed yet, has he?
As of today.
No, he has not.
I think he's checking.
This could be a while.
Checking all the offers out.
All right. Yeah. And then also Duke basketball. We don't talk too much college basketball here, but Duke basketball, I'll tell you, watching these guys, you know what it reminds me of? The Fab Five of Michigan. Remember
well, you
that?
Saw what they did the other night. There was at Kentucky.
Kentucky, yeah.
They just destroyed
Oh, my God. Jeez, man. They, boy, with this fellow Zion, this guy coming of LeBron James in size.
That's amazing. Yeah. I guess he's 18, 19 years old?
Yeah.
All right.
Duke took Kentucky and just made him look like a CYO game.
All right. Well, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be right back.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of Mortgage Investing 101. Did you know that you can earn, year in and year out, returns of 8% and more on your savings and retirement accounts? Mortgage-backed investment strategies such as trusted investing and mortgage pool funds can do just that. Since 2008, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments. Find out for yourself how you, too, can profit from these real estate-secured investments. Call 415-883-2150 or visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
This holiday season, we invite you to share the magic as we enliven your heart and send your spirits high. Join us for Transcendence's Broadway Holiday Spectacular at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa and Lincoln Theater in Napa Valley. Broadway performers bring new songs, revamped holiday favorites, and pop songs with a festive new twist to the Broadway Holiday Spectacular. This reimagined show will be your family's favorite new tradition. It's time to reawaken the magic. It's time to share the spirit of the season. It's time to share the holidays together. The Broadway Holiday Spectacular opens November 30th through December 7th. Reserve your seats now at BroadwayHolidayShow.com.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Bruce McGowan and Vern Glenn. So one thing I forgot to mention, that our segment, last segment, was sponsored by Pacific Private Money, still providing mortgage investments that are currently yielding over 7.5% secured by California real estate. Doesn't get any more conservative than that. Check them out at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
I bet you Donald Trump would like that.
Yeah, he probably would. Yeah.
I take care of the sponsors, man. Got to do that.
Yeah, got to do that. That's exactly. Right. You know, it's funny because you guys ever watched Shark Tank?
Yeah, once in a while.
Okay, so Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah.
He was in the I don't know if he still is, but he had a big mortgage company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was one of his. He did school things, you know, the kids and all that. But okay, so let's start off where we left.
Yeah.
Start where we left off. First of all, okay, so Bryce Harper. I mean, I'm just trying to think of, you know, we all sort of look at the money and all this stuff, but you know, can you imagine playing with a guy who basically is like holding out, or just, you know, what does he do? Either he doesn't like his teammates, or he doesn't like the management, or he doesn't like the coaches,
or the city.
You know? Or the city, yeah.
Or he doesn't like, you know, the fact that they're not going anywhere. Like Washington.
Well,
is
has he been on the record as actually saying?
No, I don't think so.
No,
I
but
don't think so.
No, but just the idea, you know, it's how much of an offer did he turn down?
That's a good question.
Million.
Was it, how much was it, Vern?
He turned down $300 million.
$300 million for how many years?
10.
10-year, $300 million deal, and he turned that down?
I mean, you got to figure that within 10 years, you're gonna be on a club that's going to, you know, what's the reason?
Well, maybe he wants to make more.
It's Jeff Boris, and the big thing is, you know, the big question is whether or not Bryce Harper is going to be the first $400 million man.
It's a lot of ego, isn't it?
Who cares? Because you know what? Once he hits $400 million, there'll be another guy who hits $500 million.
See if Vernon agrees with me on this one, but I think part of it has to do with the fact that he won't say this publicly, but I don't think he's really enamored with the way Washington has run their organization. I mean, they ran Matt Williams and Dusty Baker out of town. The Lerner family has done a really poor job of doing public relations in that town. And I've talked to people who live in D.C., and they say that the fans like having Major League Baseball there, but they don't like the Lerner family, and they don't like the direction the team is going in. Even though they have a lot of talent, they should have won a couple of times.
Now, when you say direction of how it's going, is that because
just the way? Well, look,
coaches,
they fired Williams; he was successful. Dusty was even more successful. They fired him, and they brought in Dave Martinez, who was not, he was a coach and he was well prepared in terms of understanding the game, but I guess he didn't handle the team very well.
But what was the?
All right, so they don't like the Nationals, and they don't like Snyder, who runs the Redskins.
Yeah, that's true. There's another unpopular guy.
At the same time, and Edward, you can speak to this because you're in finance.
Uh-huh.
Whose name's on the checks?
Yeah,
that's true.
It's theirs. I mean, they own the team. If they, you know, if they want to muscle in and impose their own will, I mean, it's their prerogative to do it. You don't have to like it.
Well, and again, that's maybe part of the
kind of way it is.
Good point. I think that maybe that's part of the reason that Bryce Harper wants to move elsewhere. I mean, obviously, he wants to get a better deal. But I think
as an unrestricted free agent, it is your right to do that.
Sure, it is.
Knock yourself around. Yeah. Sure.
What was the reason that they got rid of Williams and Baker?
Well, with Williams, it was because they didn't win the division. With Baker, it was because they failed in the playoffs, which wasn't his fault. I mean, you know, a couple of bad breaks. Dusty took him to the playoffs these, 2 years in a row.
These are 90 some odd win teams guys had.
Yeah,
and for them to fall short. Hey, you know, once you get in the playoffs, it's just a roll of the dice.
It is.
You know?
Yeah, it's the hot team. Look at the Giants a few times.
Every once in a while, a power team will come along. We saw with this year's Red Sox. You saw it with the 98 Yankees. I mean, there's only like a handful of teams that have won 108 regular season games
and
won the World Series. That's an elite class. All to itself.
And again, that's no guarantee, too, because look at the Seattle Mariners in 2001. They won something like
114,
and they didn't get out of the first round.
And then what about the Cleveland Indians in 54?
Yeah.
Right? 111.
111, the Giants swept them in four.
Yeah. So the thing
is, to win 108 and then get it done.
Yeah.
They
won it in five. I mean, there was no debate.
No debate.
At all.
You know, the thing is, unless a coach is going to make, or manager is going to make really bonehead plays. You take a guy out too soon, you take him out too late.
Right.
I mean, it's still the players who are actually playing. Some people, managers seem to have like a cloud over their head, like in football. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it like the Chargers and the Chiefs for many years, and even the Eagles? You know, for years and years and years, they just couldn't get it done.
Yeah,
and they always said, "There's something about that coach; they just can't get it done."
Yeah. You know?
Well, then, how do you explain the Cleveland Browns? They haven't been able to get it done.
Even
when Belichick was running the Cleveland Browns, he couldn't win.
Well, they got a bad bad.
I meant win the big one.
Yeah, to me, it all comes down to management. If you don't bring in the right people, you have nobody to blame but yourself. There's a reason why Donald Sterling, when he was owning the Clippers, why they were so bad for so many years, because he just would cycle through people like potato chips.
What kind of the Oakland A's do that, too?
It's really hard. You're dealing with huge, huge egos that are owning these teams that feel like, hey, you know, I own the team. You know, I can give you some money to buy the groceries, but hey, let me get in the kitchen every now and then and cook the meal, right or wrong.
Well, they have to have an attitude more like Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, he bought the Cowboys, but within 3 years they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you know, they've been to the playoffs twice in the last 8 years, and Jason Garrett, how does he hang on? He must have compromising pictures or something. I mean, come on. How does this guy hang on in the what have you done for me lately world of sports? This guy, and Jerry Jones is not exactly a patient guy. I'm surprised.
No, I was kind of teasing
There must be some reason. I guess he's, you know, they're drinking buddies, or they like to play poker together, or their wives are good friends. There's some reason why he hangs on, because I'm not impressed at all with what Dallas has done, and they've had some good teams.
All I can say is this. I mean, there's only a few of these jobs that are around. There's only 30-some-odd teams in the league, and I've seen it, and Bruce, you probably have seen it over the years yourself. I mean, these coaches work hard.
Oh, yeah.
They work hard. They work hours. They do things that I think the regular sports fan will never, ever be able to see or understand.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get how hard they work, but the bottom line is it's a performance-based league. I mean, you have to win, and if you don't win, then – NFL stands for not for long.
Yeah, I like that. That's true. Not for long.
That's just the nature of the business.
That was Hank. Was it Hank Stram?
I think it was Hank Stram, but there was another coach. Jerry Glanville went up to an official once in a famous little spot that was filmed by NFL Films.
That's
you blew that call, and if you keep blowing calls like that, it's not for long. That's this league, the not for long league. You know,
well, that's right. It was Hank Stram for the Chiefs. Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. Good penalty, ref. You know,
Hank Stram was a piece of work. God, what a character,
Mr. Official.
Yeah,
that was his thing, Mr. Official. Yeah. Well,
Hank Stram always looks so sartorially splendid there with his little coat and tie. You know, the red tie, and he always had his chest out. And he was an interesting guy.
A little tank.
He was a tough. Yeah. Tough
was
guy,
he?
Though.
Did he ever play?
No. He never played.
He was a long-time assistant and became a head coach in the AFL. He was a coach in Texans.
That's right.
1960, when they won the AFL championship.
That's right. Good knowledge there, Vernon.
And it was Lenny Dawson that was his quarterback.
That's yeah. right.
Well, yeah. wait, the Houston Oilers won in 61 then?
60 and 61.
So
and then Dallas won in 62, I believe. Or it was
so
one.
Wait, so then when did the Houston Texans win?
Houston, 1960.
Houston Oilers.
Oh, okay. See, yeah. Yeah, okay, because yeah, I know it was the Oilers.
George Blanda.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
The Houston Oilers didn't come around for a while.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the AFL.
Yeah, we're talking about
AFL. It was the Houston Texans, and then the Houston Texans moved to Kansas City and became the Kansas City.
Actually,
gotcha.
It was the Dallas Texans.
Dallas Texans, but it was the Houston Oilers.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
And then they moved to Tennessee.
Tennessee, eventually, yeah. And they were Tennessee Oilers, and people go, yeah, there's something about that doesn't quite work.
We're going to call them the Titans.
Yeah, that
I like
works.
That. Kind of
I like it. Remember the Titans. Okay.
Remember the Titans.
So, a great movie.
That's where they got it from, by the way.
Did they really? That?
Yeah, well, that's what they say.
That's good. I mean, yeah. I like that. Yeah, that's an awesome, one of my favorite
that was
movies.
That's a great movie.
Love that movie. Yeah. Okay, so here is our first trivia question. It's who am I? I was the first player to go to 7 Pro Bowls as a Saint.
Ah.
I blocked for 3 different 1,000-yard rushers. I only won 1 playoff game in my career. Who am I?
Got to be an that's offensive lineman, huh?
That's, I would guess that's probably... Unless it's a tight end that's blocking all the time.
Yeah.
But no, I think that is correct.
Offensive linemen are so obscure, though, most of them.
I know. They get paid well, though.
They do.
Okay. That's our trivia question. Email Edward, SportsEcom101.
And the linemen, they're traditionally the best interviewers on the team.
Oh, no
really?
Question.
Okay. Yeah. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Bruce McGowan and Vern Glenn. First trivia question. I was the first player to go to 7 Pro Bowls as a Saint. I blocked for 3 different 1,000-yard rushers. First thing I thought of was Archie Manning. Maybe he had to block as a quarterback, but that's not the case. I only won 1 playoff game in my career. Who am I?
I'm drawing a blank. Got any ideas? I can't think of an offensive lineman on the New Orleans Saints.
You'll know the name of Willie Rolfe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah, perennial. I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame, but he's...
I don't think so, but a good player.
Willie Rolfe. That's a great name, Rolfe. Too.
Rolfe, Rolfe, Rolfe. All right,
that
so
was a one.
I picked up a few different tidbits here from our favorite Sports Illustrated. I thought it was kind of fun.
You get Sports Illustrated, by the way?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I do, too.
And I get little tidbits. You know, a lot of the stuff you just generally read, it's like, okay, but sometimes like people write in and they type, you know, they say they're editorials, and it's pretty fun. I liked what they said here about Jim Taylor. So we lost Jim Taylor.
Jim Taylor, great running back for the Green Bay
Packers.
Yeah.
And they had a picture of him. He's all full of mud and everything.
Yeah.
And they said, it was a picture from 1960. And they say, how many franchises played on artificial grass in climate-controlled stadiums? So, because they were wondering about, here it is. To all those wondering why NFL viewership is trending downward, look no further than the incredible picture of the late, great Jim Taylor.
Yeah.
They said, get the game messy again and interestingly spark.
You know the thing about Jim Taylor? Right, the night before the first Super Bowl, the story goes that he and Paul Hornung and Max McGee, who ended up catching, I think, 2 or 3 touchdown passes in that game, they went out and they found a couple of gals, I guess, that were airline stewardesses, and they partied all night, and they got drunk. Totally drunk, and McGee didn't get any sleep, and then he goes out with a hangover and catches 3 touchdowns. I mean,
that's winning.
And I think he was a chain smoker, too. I mean,
smoked
his cigarette. Anyway, he goes in there and catches a couple of touchdown passes.
Well, Vernon, I'm old enough to remember this. When I first started in '75, going in the locker rooms, I was just a kid, 23 years old, working for a little radio station. I remember George Blanda, he wasn't smoking, but Marv Hubbard sitting right next to him was. And and George looks over and he goes, put that blinking cigarette out. You're driving me nuts.
One thing about George,
he took really good care of himself.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why he was 48 when he was still kicking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was another great quarterback in the AFL.
He was.
George Blanda. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And also a good decent kicker.
He was a place kicker.
Bill King, I'll never forget the Raider announcer, when he kicked a 53-yard field goal, he said, George Blanda has just been elected king of the world.
I love Bill King.
That
was great.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention, we talked about this before, Duke basketball. There was a question about, hey, is this good for college sports or college basketball? I think actually it is. I mean, you're going to get a lot of
I'll be honest with you. I don't know how Vern feels about this and you. I'm not into college basketball anymore, and I think the reason is that so many of the good stars, they leave the game too
one
early.
One and done.
Yeah, one and done. You just have there's no continuity anymore. What do you think?
Well, I can't blame them. I mean,
I don't blame them.
Until somebody does something about it.
Yeah.
I mean, Duke's certainly not doing anything wrong taking all these All-Americans and playing them. If they want to leave after a year, they can leave after a year, like this fellow Zion, who just destroyed everybody the other night in the game against Kentucky. I mean, he could be a one-and-done guy.
Oh, sure.
That's the system.
Yeah.
So, March Madness is still fun, though.
The NBA has come up with this supplemental idea for a league. Have you guys heard about
that? Yeah.
It's
about the G League. I forget what it's called, but it's a league where they pay you a minimum, and you can go right out of high school, right to them, and you get paid, and if you want to go that route, you can go that route. But if you want to go to college, then look, you're going to go to college.
Okay, so that actually, that's one of the things I had here from the Sports Illustrated November 5th issue. It says here, last week, the NBA's developmental G League announced that starting next year, it would offer a group of select 18-year-old players who had finished their high school eligibility a salary of $125,000 to play actual above-the-table, as they say, professional basketball. It was said by the NBA, which only ever has altruism in its heart, of course, tongue in cheek, would help solve the quote problem of the one and done, which I thought was kind of interesting. So it says here, soon one and done was said to be as big a problem as straight to the pros once was. Mm. Yeah, I could see that. It says here, Darius Baisley skipping college ball and signing up for a $1 million internship with New Balance as he prepared for the NBA. So it's kind of interesting. A lot of these guys, you know, they're going to be making their money off the endorsements. Oh, yeah. I mean, how do you stop that? You don't.
You can't. I mean, everybody's trying to look for an angle. Everybody's trying to look for a loophole. I think it's a great idea for a kid that just has really no interest in college at all. I mean, they just want to play.
And also, you know, some people don't have the aptitude for college. And also, you know, what happens if they stay in college, you know, get a communications degree or something that, you know, might not be too marketable, and they get hurt. And it's like, yeah. They had their chance.
Yep.
You know, maybe there should be some kind of like, financial holdback of a certain amount to put into a trust fund or something, like, you know how they do with minors,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I don't know if you can do that with an adult. Probably legally you can't, you know?
Yeah. Once you're 18, you're full-blooded adult.
All bets are off.
Yeah. And it depends on the situation where you came from, your upbringing, whatever financial situation. I mean, I'm not sure I want somebody to be in control of my money, you know, if I earn it.
No, that's true. Let's see. There was also here. Okay, so I thought this was kind of fun. It says here, the big fellow that says, there's no doubting Babe Ruth's status as an icon, but he was not, quote, the first athlete to be recognized as an entertainer who transcended and expanded the parameters of athletic fame. Guess who this person who wrote in, named Christopher Klein from Andover, Massachusetts, said was someone who precluded Ruth as being an entertainer in the sports field.
Jim Thorpe.
You know what? That would have been good. But even before him.
Hmm. Jack Johnson.
A little bit before him.
Abner,
but you got the right support.
Oh, boxing.
Yeah.
Gentleman Jim Corbett.
No, just before. Just
Jim Jeffries.
No. John L. Sullivan.
John
who
L.
lost
Sullivan,
to
the Baron
L. Corbett.
Yeah.
Okay.
Says here, he set the mold as the first modern sports superstar. He endorsed products and appeared on the front pages of newspapers across the country.
Hmm.
So it says here, Sullivan wasn't the Babe Ruth of boxing. Ruth was the John L. Sullivan of baseball.
There you go.
well, at that time, he had the complexion to make the connection, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And football mustache, too.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true. You know, it's so funny. I love. Do you see the movie about Jack Johnson?
Yeah,
Great White Hope
with James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. Yeah,
yeah. Terrific.
Well, he was a young man back
young
then.
Young man back then.
And
yeah.
I love the scene where I don't know. I think they actually did have the scene in there, but the story goes that he was driving through. I think it was Texas, and he was speeding.
Oh yeah, and he got flagged for speeding.
Mm. Yeah,
and it was like $50.
Yep.
And so he said, "Hey, here's another 50 because I'll be coming to."
That's right, exactly. You know the story.
Yeah,
I love that.
Jack
great.
Johnson was one of those guys who wouldn't put up with any BS. You know.
Well, if you had those kind of hands, you know, and boxing skills, you didn't have to put up with too much.
No, you didn't.
I mean, except for all the racial stuff that was going on. Let's see, what else you guys want to talk about? Because there was a.
I'll tell you what I want to talk about.
Go ahead.
I want to talk about the free agency, NBA. The Warriors and some of these contractual things that the Warriors have to run into.
Mm.
I mean, right now they're the top dog in the league, and they got the target on their back, and everybody that they play, it's like their playoff game when they come to town or when teams come in. Like the other night, the Milwaukee Bucks came in, good team with Giannis Antetokounmpo and.
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed you pronounced that well.
They came in and they just laid the hammer down. But they did not have Draymond Green, and I think Draymond Green is the heart and soul of that entire team. Every championship team needs a junkyard dog.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Somebody will just get in your face. Somebody will just you know, emotions on their sleeve. Somebody that will, you know, take charge of a team. And I don't care who you are. So tell you where you're supposed to be, what rotation, what pick you're supposed to set, what spot you're supposed to be. Everybody needs somebody like that, and the Warriors did not have that the other night.
Yeah, and they also didn't have very good outside shooting. I mean, Curry didn't hit a single three-point shot, and then he got hurt and pulled his groin muscle.
You saw the value of the loss of Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To the point where I feel like the Warriors, they better go out and sign him because he's free after this year.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
You know, it's interesting. When he
you're going to lose I mean, not just his presence on the court, because he doesn't really care about scoring. He cares about defense and rebounds.
Yeah.
But
his spirit.
It'll be a huge, huge catastrophic loss. I'd rather keep him than Klay Thompson.
It was interesting listening to Steve Kerr after that game. Somebody asked him about that right off the bat, and he said, we missed Draymond, but we didn't shoot the ball well. We didn't pass the ball well. He says we were due for one of those games. We kind of, got a little full of ourselves. And it's true. I mean, great teams, sometimes they just kind of – it's hard every single night to get – in basketball, you play 82 games. How do you get up for every single game?
Well, if you notice the first, 10 games of the season, what I always kind of watch for is all these turnovers. Mm-hmm. And sometimes Draymond can get really, really sloppy. But when he's very careful with the ball, I don't think they lose. I mean, it's really very amazing how if you watch the turnovers on that – and then I love the McKinney getting all those offensive rebounds.
Yeah, that's a great
I love
story.
That.
Yeah.
Gotta get,
I had a chance to sit down and interview McKinney. He came in the other night. Man,
what a delightful guy. Nice young guy. Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys, another commercial break here. All right. The trivia question is, who am I? I caught most of my passes from David Carr for my first 5 seasons in the NFL. I led the league in receptions and receiving yards in 2008. I am a former Hurricane. Who am I?
Okay.
You got that one?
I do not.
Do you need? Oh, okay.
Maybe
you said
Vern,
okay.
Maybe Vern does. I'm
All
just
right.
saying okay.
I'll read it one more time.
Somebody's got to get
I caught most of my passes from David Carr for my first 5 seasons in the NFL. I led the league in receptions and receiving yards in 2008. I am a former Hurricane.
Hmm.
That would have been the Miami Hurricanes, right?
Yes.
Who am I?
Again,
you
Well, we know he played with Houston then, right? Because David Carr was in Houston, right?
I believe
David Carr, he was the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Okay, don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids. Located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
This holiday season, we invite you to share the magic as we enliven your heart and send your spirits high. Join us for Transcendence's Broadway Holiday Spectacular at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa and Lincoln Theater in Napa Valley. Broadway performers bring new songs, revamped holiday favorites, and pop songs with a festive new twist to the Broadway Holiday Spectacular. This reimagined show will be your family's favorite new tradition. It's time to reawaken the magic. It's time to share the spirit of the season. It's time to share the holidays together. The Broadway Holiday Spectacular opens November 30th through December 7th. Reserve your seats now at BroadwayHolidayShow.com.
Hi, Sports Econ 101 listeners, I'm Edward Brown. You know me as the host of the show, but you may not know that I work with individuals getting them the least expensive term life insurance policies around. Don't be fooled by the ads you hear on TV and radio. It's always best to work with someone who's completely independent. That's where I come in. If you email me at edward@sportsecon101.com, your name, your age, and how much insurance you want, I'll run the numbers through my software program and let you know the least expensive policy around from among many of the top insurance companies. Again, I'm totally independent, so email edward@sportsecon101.com for your free life insurance quote today. Why pay more for life insurance than you need to? I can get you a guaranteed policy where the low premiums are fixed anywhere from 10 to 35 years. So email edward@sportsecon101.com right now for your free life insurance quote. That's edward@sportsecon101.com.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView. the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Bruce McGowan and Vern Glenn. Second trivia question. I caught most of my passes from David Carr for my first five seasons in the NFL. I led the league in receptions and receiving yards in 2008. I'm a former Hurricane. Who am I?
I'll let Vernon get a take a stab at that one because I'm drawing a blank. Any idea, Vern?
I'll give you initials. A.J.
A.J.?
Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson.
Oh my gosh.
Andre Johnson.
Okay.
He
was a
good one. He played 12, 14 years.
Yeah, we should. You know, the thing about Andre Johnson was that you never heard him being mentioned that often because he didn't go out in court publicity. He was one of those guys who was kind of low key.
Like a Robin Young.
He didn't go out and pound his chest. He didn't touchdown and then run to the center of the field. He didn't do that.
Yeah, how'd you like the. Was it the Cowboy or Giant who lifted up the goalpost thing and got his cell phone
like
13 years
funny.
Earlier?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
But here's the funny thing about that is, you know, there's a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct, yada, yada, yada.
Bet you the coach wasn't thrilled, though.
No, because you know what? If you looked at it, that the kickoff could then be run back. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could have lost the game because of that. Yeah. I mean,
Michael Thomas's touchdown?
Yeah,
it was a couple of weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago, and he put the.
No, it was last Sunday.
Was it last Sunday?
Last Sunday.
He scored the touchdown, and then he went underneath the goalpost and grabbed the cell phone. That was the homage to Joe Horn.
And it's like, you know, if you want to do that kind of after the game or something where there's no penalties, okay, fine. But I wouldn't do it where you're going to get a penalty. No, not so good.
Coaches are not happy
with that. But at that point, the game was out of reach. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny.
That was game set match right there.
Game set match. Well, for that touchdown.
Yeah, that just broke the back of the Rams.
I thought they were only up by about 11.
Yeah.
At that point,
the Rams have been a fun team to watch this year.
They definitely, yeah.
Love our Marin kid, Jared Goff. What a season he's having.
Yeah, what do you think? It'll be the Rams and
Chiefs.
Chiefs?
That'd be fun.
Think so?
Yeah. Well, I don't know right now. But, I mean, that's half the season to go. I mean, all of the injuries.
Yeah, you got eight more games to play. It's a regular season game. So.
Yeah, but Patrick Mahomes looks good, too.
Yeah. We'll see. Right now, they seem to be on a collision course, but that's, like Vernon says, it's a lot of football to play.
You know what? And it's been fun
this year. It's a hard game to play, man. Yeah.
Well, and you've had some pretty good quarterbacks playing this year, which has been good.
Like Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger the other night, five touchdown passes.
I think Drew Brees is the leader in the clubhouse for MVP.
Oh, yeah. No, he's having a great year. I mean,
he's got one pick and what, like 14 touchdowns, something like that?
That's amazing. I'm just amazed at guys like Drew Brees and Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger. They're all well into their late 30s, early 40s. They're still very productive.
Drew Brees, 39.
Yeah. Tom Brady's 40. And
got an early Christmas present a couple of days ago when he got Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
That's another target.
Speaking of tough guys, Ben Roethlisberger, you remember he was in that horrible motorcycle accident where he wasn't wearing a helmet and he was knocked out? He's back playing, you know, the next year. Amazing.
Bruce, you ever seen him in person?
Oh, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
He's just a huge mountain of a man.
Yeah, he's a big guy. For a quarterback, he's about as big a guy as you could run into.
I mean, what is he, 6'5", 250 or something?
Yeah, he's built like a tight end.
Yeah.
He's like a freaking tree trunk.
Yeah.
I like to see that because, you know, too many times these quarterbacks, you know, they just.
Drew Brees, on the other hand, he's just an average-sized guy. He's like 5'11", 6'5".
5'11". Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I liked about Doug Flutie.
Yeah.
He was a little guy.
He made the most out of that.
And he was good.
Yeah.
He was very good. So, Vern, you were off air. You were talking about a story you're working on.
Oh, I've got a story running today on KPIX. Well, on Friday on KPIX. It's a story of a basketball academy in San Francisco. It's called Empower Me Academy. And it's not just your garden variety basketball academy where you just have a bunch of kids. And they just run up and down the court, and they just play ball all day, like an AAU type organization. This is a basketball academy that they sit down, they interview you first, they kind of see where your mindset is, what's your commitment level. They interview the kid. They interview the parents on their commitment level. And these are kids elementary through high school, and they meet every weekend. And this guy runs them through college basketball type drills every session.
Wow!
And what he wants to ultimately do is maximize and sharpen the skills of these kids, so by the time they are at the maturity level of playing AAU, that their game will stand up above everybody else that's around them. And these kids, they play for their CYO team or their club team or their high school teams. They'll stand out there as well.
Hmm.
And he's interested in them being so mature and so focused and so, I guess, mentally, you know, with it, that they're able to carry themselves into, you know, leadership. So because they're not always going to play at a high level.
Oh yeah.
They're going to, you know, go into finance, or they're going to go into politics, or they're, you know, whatever. But he wants to sharpen and build the best individual they can be off the court.
That's great.
That's the academy.
Must be a special guy. Yeah. Must be a special guy. Yeah.
He calls himself the anti AAU guy, and because, you know, AAU coaches think that he doesn't like him because he kind of steers his kids away from AAU. But it's not that he steers them away from AAU. He just doesn't think that these kids are ready to play AAU until they have mastered the basketball skills first. And this guy knows what he's talking about. He played at USF, and
what's his name, Vernon?
And he just knows. His name is Jerome Gumbs.
Oh yeah, I remember him. Yeah, he was a good player.
Yeah, he scored 31 points against Texas Tech in 05 and on the Hilltop against you know, Bobby Knight's Red Raiders team.
Yeah, that's one of those names that Gumbs. You don't hear that too often. Yeah. So that always stuck in my mind. I always remember him.
Yeah.
Pretty good player.
I mean, it's great to, you know, teach the life lessons. You know, a lot of these guys too. They won't forget him for the rest of their life.
No.
Absolutely. Yeah. So he's had this program for about 5 years. You really wanted to do it 5 years before that. That's when his idea came up about 10 years ago. But it wasn't until about 5 years ago that he got the academy going.
Hey, before we go, I want to switch topics real quickly. Willie McCovey, we talked to Edward and I talked about the great late Willie McCovey. Stretch, you know, one of the most likable prince, you know, just a prince of a human being. I mean, literally, just a, you know, he treated everybody the same, whether you were a superstar or the lowest of the low, you know, working in at the stadium as a stadium worker. And when he passed recently, they had about a week later, they had a really nice memorial service for him at the park, and all the old Giants showed up, and Mike Kruko, the broadcaster, spoke. And I was watching this thing, and I was telling Edward last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was that he passed, that I had a real tough day that day just thinking about him. And again, you know, I'm listening to Kruko talk about this guy, and it just – I have never felt such emotion for an athlete that passed. And I knew – Vernon, I know you knew Willie. I knew Willie. He was a very friendly guy. But there was something about him that just brought that out in us. He made us feel connected to the Giants, and he was such a part of it. It's just so sad that he's gone. He had a great life. But I don't know. I had a lot of tears were flowing yesterday as I'm watching or listening to this memorial service. Were you similarly affected by this?
Yeah, he touched people in a way. In this push-button, kids playing Fortnite world, he touched people in a way that these superstars today just cannot reach because of, you know, security and stature and just the whole theater of how sports is today. But you go back to when we were kids and Willie McCovey was playing, he's the kind of guy. He was very approachable. He would just sit there and talk. He's a very nice man. I got a couple stories about him. First of all, since I started working here in the Bay Area, there's only a small handful of people that formally call me Vernon. That's my name. Vernon is my name. When I go back east where I grew up, everybody calls me Vernon. But out in California, everybody just calls me Vern. But Willie McCovey, Willie Mays, Orlando Cepeda, and just a few selective people ever formally call me Vernon. And Willie McCovey was one of them.
Sweet.
And when my middle son was 10 years old, he's 17 now. When he was 10, we We were at AT&T Park, and he had Willie McCovey had no knees, so he had to be driven around in a little golf cart. So we're in the bowels of AT&T Park, and my son's got a baseball with him. He's got a pen, and I said, "Wait here, because Willie McCovey may roll by." He rolls by and he stops, and we talk a little bit, and without saying anything, my son, kind of hands him this ball, and he goes, "Well, wait a minute. What's your name, son?" And he goes, it's Jake. And he reaches over and grabs the ball, and then Jake, shoves a pin in his hand, and he goes, "Well, wait a minute. Maybe I'll change my mind." And he kind of winks and kind of chuckles. Anyway, he wrote his name on the ball and handed it to him. And Jake has that ball today.
Sweet.
Wow.
Just a terrific. Just a terrific guy. You just want to sit there. You talk about anything.
Yeah. He was a terrific guy.
Was he married and had kids?
He was married late. He did have a...
He just got married.
Yeah, just got married.
He was technically a newlywed, but he did not die alone, so to speak.
Willie was quite the ladies' man back in the day.
Take care of his finances and make sure that his affairs were in order.
No, Willie was quite a ladies' man back in the day when he was a player. He was.
He was a good-looking guy and a nice guy.
Big guy, making good money. He was a friendly guy, But he just – I asked him about that once. I said, "Willie, how come you never settled down?" He goes, "Oh, man, there are too many good – it's like the person who works in the where they grow the flowers. There are too many nice flowers out there." That was Willie. He was
Now, Bruce, you might be able to speak to this because I did not grow up in the Bay Area.
Right.
But I'm told that – Willie McCovey, he was like the first great homegrown San Francisco Giant.
No question.
That's true, because Willie Mays came from New York.
Willie Mays, those guys, they came in from
that's
New
true.
York.
Yep.
But Willie McCovey was like the first great.
No. Well, if
no
you think
question.
About it, he
Francisco
was the
giant.
1959.
Where maybe there might have been a little tension between him and Mays as far as stature in the area because McCovey was San Francisco's own.
Yeah, Willie Mays took Willie McCovey kind of under his wing. Willie Mays was very, very good with the younger players, especially the African-American players who were coming up. And Willie McCovey always told me that Willie Mays sort of took care of him in the early years. And he took care of a lot of the younger players, especially, like I said, the African-American players, the Latino players. Willie was like a big brother. And Willie Mays can be a little petulant and sometimes a little, crabby and sort of a curmudgeon. But Willie McCovey, I remember one time going in, this is the very first time I interviewed the guy. I was about 25, and I'm kind of intimidated. He was towards the end of his career, and I wasn't supposed to be in the clubhouse. It was between games. I didn't realize you're not supposed to go in there. And I'm doing this interview with him, and Willie McCovey didn't say anything about not being in there. And the training, or the guy who was head of the equipment manager, comes in, and he taps on my shoulder. He goes, "You're not supposed to be in here." And Willie McCovey says, "Oh, no, that's okay. This young man's... he's working in Eureka, California, and he came all the way down here to do this interview. So let him be."
Oh, that's very sweet. I always thought that there was a tension between Bobby Bonds and Willie Mays.
No, Willie Mays again.
Same
very,
thing?
Very close to Bobby Bonds.
Because Willie Mays is
the Godfather.
Godfather.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey guys,
there was tension. I mean, that wouldn't have happened.
No. Yeah.
All right, last trivia question here. I played college football at Notre Dame. In 2002, I lost the Super Bowl to my former head coach. I played for the same franchise for 16 seasons, but played home games in two different cities. Who am I?
Okay.
All right. That's our trivia question.
Wait, say yes.
Okay,
say it again.
I played college football at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. In 2002, I lost the Super Bowl to my former head coach.
Now, you say 2002, the 2002 season or the 2002 Super Bowl, which would have been after 2001? That's...
Good question. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Maybe you don't know.
Well, I'd have to go back and see what it is.
No,
okay.
No big deal.
I played for the same franchise for 16 seasons, but played home games in two different cities. Who am I? We got to cut out now. We're going to be right back with some closing comments.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host.
Don't ever say last time to a man who's 66 years old.
But that's what Lon Simmons always said. Just for today.
Lon Simmons always used to say that. I say, last time we're here, we're talking. Don't say that. I'm 89 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was an old guy then. Yeah. Edward Brown here, along with Bruce McGowan and Vern Glenn. Third trivia question. I played football, college football, at Notre Dame. In 2002, I lost the Super Bowl to my former head coach. I played for the same franchise for 16 seasons, but played home games in two different cities. Who am I? And, you know, Bruce, you did
had
mention
to be. No, I was going to say two different cities. Had to be playing with, I'm going to say, the Rams?
No, but it does start with an R.
Who, Raiders?
Yes.
Okay, who played for the Raiders?
And at least in baseball, it's all within one year.
Who played for the Raiders in 2002, when they won the Super Bowl, who had been with the L.A. Raiders?
Yeah, come on, you know this player.
Oh, Tim Brown.
Yes,
Tim Brown. Of course, Tim Brown. Another guy who's kind of low key.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's the thing.
Number 81.
Yeah, number 81. Yeah. And he was the first guy. I always remember that expression back in the day, and he used that once. I said, Tim, where'd you come up with that?
Wait, which expression?
Back in the day. Tim used that expression a lot. I'd never heard that expression used until Tim used it.
Wow.
And then I said, where'd you come up with that? And he goes, I don't know. And he kind of smiled.
I just heard that. Yeah. You know, it's funny. At least with baseball, it's all within one year, so it's easy to remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Football, it's, you know.
Well, basketball the same and hockey the same, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, guys, we're going to cut out. Here's our thoughts for the day. A positive attitude may not solve all of your problems, but it annoys enough people to make it worthwhile. And everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself. Well, that's not true. Bruce, you and I do it. Vern, I'm sure you do it, too.
Of course. We're always looking
always looking to improve
ourselves. Our wives insist upon it.
Yeah, exactly. they remind us.
Yeah.
Well, again, I read that book.
Listen to me.
I read that book, Women Are from Venus, Men Are Wrong.
Listen
All
to
right,
me.
All right. Listen to me. All right. Tune in next week.
You're not listening to me.
That's because I have to cut out now. Yeah. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101, where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective and ask more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening on behalf of our team.
Wait, do I get to?
Yeah, you get to. Hold on. Don't do it yet. I'm your host, Deborah Brown. We'll see you next week.